The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us? Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I might believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with them heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord. Mercy. That was quite a gospel reading, wasn't it? Father, I can't believe how much things have changed. I can't keep up with all these changes, Father. This week, during some of my visits with some of our homebound, I heard that same saying 4 different times from 4 different people. Kind of an odd theme, I thought. But usually when you hear something over and over again from different people, maybe that's God just saying to you, "Pay attention. I'm trying to tell you something." One lady that I visited, she mentioned all of those changes in her own life. Ms. Betty Sorensen. She lives over in Frankfort. Of course, that's the western part of our county here. And Ms. Sorensen suffers from Alzheimer's. She lives in a home, like I said, there in Frankfort. And as we were visiting and recounting some stories that she shared, I always conclude my visits with the Eucharist. I asked her if she wanted to receive Holy Communion. As we were praying, as she received the Eucharist, she said something very peculiar. She said, "I cannot get enough of this." Odd. "I cannot get enough of this." Despite all of the changes that have happened to her, around her, despite her own mental health that has changed, she became aware just for that moment the presence of Jesus Christ. She was aware of the Messiah, of the risen Lord, in that room of hers. And I couldn't help to think of the blind man in the gospel today. The blind man is someone that we can all relate to, I believe, in our own lives and in our faith journeys. This man that Jesus encountered is one who also experienced many changes in his own life. In a certain way, this blind man was forgotten. He was forgotten by his family in one way or another, by his friends, some of his friends, and by society as a whole. But again, what do we see happening? Jesus, his eternal memory, longing for this blind man. And it also goes a step further, right? He was anointed with dirt and mud. His eyes became opened by water, just like at our own baptism, receiving the gift of faith, enabling us to see the light. But the blind man, he had much more to learn. And so do we. We see the blind man in our very, very, very long gospel today, moving from a superficial relationship to one becoming more intimate, more focused, more personal with Jesus Christ. And this blind man, he moved forward. And that's the question that we ask ourselves today on this Laetare Sunday. Am I moving closer and closer to Jesus, or am I standing still? Are we allowing the freedom of the Holy Spirit to define us, or do we allow other people to define us? Look at the crowds in the gospel. Whenever you see the word crowds in the gospel, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. The crowds take on sort of a mob mentality, right? Reason is thrown out the door. Faith is thrown out the door. A mob mentality sets in. What do the crowds say about the blind man? Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg? Well, maybe. We don't know. I think it's him. No, it's not him. Even his parents. Just ask him. He's of age. We don't want to get involved. We don't want to get in trouble. We want really nothing to do with this. But then look at some of his friends. Really, the good cast of characters in this gospel. They allow this blind man to speak. They ask him, what happened? Tell us. We're open. We're willing to learn of the great change that has happened to you. They were open and eager, just like we ourselves need to be with all peoples, inside and outside of this church. But do we allow the Spirit, like I said, to claim us, to love us, to cherish us? Or are we constantly feeling guilty? That is one thing, my dear friends, we have to be careful of. Do we have a guilt-ridden relationship with Jesus Christ? Do we have a guilt-ridden theology in the church? Because this is counterproductive in the spiritual life. It is. It brings freedom. Faith brings freedom. Relationships bring freedom. Do I experience that freedom in the sacrament of confession, in my works of charity? Or am I constantly pointing the finger at myself? Am I allowing other people to point the finger at me? You are guilty. You are guilty. We hear that all the time in our world. You are guilty. But Jesus breaks the bonds. Are we free? Is the church free? There are a lot of changes in our world. Sometimes it's really hard to keep up with all those changes. The blind man knew that. But the blind man echoed one little sentence. I do believe, Lord. And that's why we rejoice today. Not being guilty, not allowing sin to define who we are. Hopefully, we can pray that prayer that my friend Ms. Betty Sorensen prayed. I just can't get enough of this. I can't get enough of the love, the mercy, and the freedom that God shows me.